You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My final guest today is Jeff Brady, fund advisor for the Margaret Friends Brady Scholarship Fund. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, Shelley. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks. And thank you so much for being here today. Let's dive right in. Who was Margaret Friends Brady?
Well, she was my wonderful mother. And for those who didn't know her, she was from North Carolina, where I grew up, and she helped me realize my dream of coming to Skagway and starting a newspaper and helping with our life and many, many lives in Skagway, kind of behind the scenes. So after she passed away in 2010, I decided that to honor her, it would be a great idea to set up a fund and help in two areas that she was very passionate about, which was education and the arts. And so I worked through the good folks at Juno Community Foundation in setting up a donor advisor fund, and we split it up into two parts. One is for scholarships and the other for various projects that come to our attention. And right now we're diving into the scholarship part, which is something we do at this time every year.
Got it. And right now up to $10,000 in scholarship funds are available for students pursuing the arts. Who are you hoping will apply for these funds?
Well, we look for actually anyone. There's no restriction. I know we do it at a time of year when a lot of high school students are looking at colleges. But it's not just for them. It's also for anyone who's still in college. It's for anyone of any age who's trying to further their artistic career. That it could apply to a 10-year-old going to Sitka Fine Arts Camp, or a 60-year-old who's trying to, you know, get some poetry published. It's for actually anyone who needs a little help in helping them reach their goals. So a lot of our applicants are high school students who are going on to musical education, arts, drama, things like that. But we're really like to see a wide variety of applicants, and we have quite a bit of money to spread around. So we usually get applicants from Juno, of course, Skagway and Haines, Sitka, Hoonah, but it's up to anyone from northern southeast Alaska.
And how are recipients chosen and the funds allocated to them?
Well, we look at, we have a committee of myself and Sue Douglas there in Juno, and my daughter, Annie Brady, who's a counselor with Alaska Crossings in Wrangell. And we gather applications, and people will send in samples of their work, and then a basic statement of goals and where they want to be in their career and what they need and what we can a goal of what they need financially, but also what they hope to strive to attain with wherever they're going whether it's a symposium or a camp or trying to get a master's degree in something.
Is it fairly competitive, the application process?
It can be. We usually get anywhere from 10 to 20 applicants, and it just depends on how we divide it up, and some of it's based on need as well. And it's really evaluated on a case-by-case basis. We try to help everybody. Some years we can't, but we try and give something to everybody. Apply or that's the only way to be considered. Go ahead.
No. that's great to hear. I just wanted to mention that the deadline to apply is April 25th.
Pardon?
The deadline to apply is April 25th.
Yes. Sorry, I missed part of you there. April 25th is the deadline. And then we have a little meeting and we make our decision, and we'll be announcing it early May sometime, and usually in time for high school announcements and things like that. I also want to put in a pitch for people who have programs who are looking to be funded as well. We do that on a case-by-case basis throughout the year. And any nonprofit group who has a viable education program that's kind of focused on the arts is eligible. Just in the past couple of years, we've been able to help the Village of Cake with a podcast called A Piece of Cake.
Oh, that's great.
We are working right now to help the Alaska State Museum acquire the Copper's Chilkat robe for its upcoming exhibit, The Spirit Wraps Around You. Mm. We helped with Mary Ellefson's, well-known Juno playwright with development of her play Surviving. And a number of projects that have been ongoing up here in Skagway for years. Those are available. It's just a matter of just contacting us with a really good idea, and we'll see what we can do to help.
Well, where's the best place to go to find out more information or to put in an application?
You go to the Juno Community Foundation website, and under the donor advised funds, you'll find the Margaret Franz Brady Fund, it's. You'll see there where the two applications are for projects and for scholarships.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a great opportunity for any young budding artist out there or anybody else who has an artistic pursuit. So thank you for keeping up the legacy of your mother, Margaret Franz Brady. And I understand that you want to talk about something else coming up in Skagway, related, the North Words Writers Symposium. What is that? When is that happening?
Sure. I'm glad we have a little bit of time for that. The North Words Writers Symposium is something that our good friend Buckwheat Donahue started about 12 years ago, and we've been able to carry it on. It's a writers' conference. It's one of only two or three in Alaska. And it's, last year we had to go virtual, of course. It's normally held during the very latter part of May. But this year our board decided to try and do an in-person conference, and we moved it to September. So hopefully on another program, I'll be able to talk in more detail about that. And what we have planned for Labor Day weekend is when it's going to happen. And Skagway's in a really good situation right now, vaccine-wise, and we feel that we can have independent travelers here this summer and be able to pull off this conference. And it's exciting. We have, just to throw a few names out there, we have our keynote author is Tommy Orange, who wrote that incredible novel, There, a couple of years ago. We have Hank Linfer coming from Gustavus, along with Kim Hecox, and a few others. So we'll be meeting here for sure in Skagway, and hopefully I can talk to you more about that on a later program.
I hope so as well. It's nice to get some good news after a year of handling some pretty morose subjects. So that's great. And if Mr. Orange wants to be on the show, he's more than welcome to come on and give us an interview.
We'll try. Usually Katie Bowser comes up and tries to do some interviews. So hopefully that we can make that happen for you.
That sounds great. Well, Jeff Brady, thanks so much for speaking with me today. And I hope that you get a lot of interest in your scholarships that are available for students pursuing the arts. Thanks so much for being here today.
Okay, I appreciate it. And hi to everyone in Juneau. I miss you all.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Okay, bye-bye.